Books on Tape presents Jennifer Government by Max Berry. Read by Michael Kramer. Chapter 1. Nike. Hack first heard about Jennifer Government at the water cooler. He was only there because the one on his floor was out. Legal was going to come down on Nature's Springs like a ton of shit, you could bet on that. Hack was a merchandise distribution officer. This meant when Nike made up a bunch of posters or caps or beach towels, Hack had to send them to the right place. Also, if someone called up complaining about missing posters or caps or beach towels, Hack had to take the call. It wasn't as exciting as it used to be. "It's a calamity," a man at the water cooler said. 4 days away from launch and Jennifer Government's all over my ass." "Jesus," his companion said. "That's gotta suck." "It means we have to move fast." He looked at Hack, who was filling his cup. "Hi there." Hack looked up. They were smiling at him as if he was an equal, but of course Hack was on the wrong floor. They didn't know he was just a merc officer.
"Hi."
"Haven't seen you around before," the Calamity guy said. "You new?"
"No, I work in merc."
"Oh." His nose wrinkled.
"Our cooler's out," Hack said.
He turned away quickly.
"Hey, wait up," the suit said. "You ever do any marketing work?"
He said, not sure if this was a joke.
"No."
The suits looked at each other. The Calamity guy shrugged. Then they stuck out their hands.
"I'm John Nike, Guerrilla Marketing Operative, new products."
"And I'm John Nike, Guerrilla Marketing Vice President, new products," the other suit said.
"Hack Nike," Hack said, shaking.
"Hack, I'm empowered to make mid-range labor contracting decisions, Vice President Johnson."